Now, speaking of West Ham, the other team which we must say have had an amazing season.
I know, especially since, was it last year, the year before?
It when they doesn't had get much easier for them to start off with. They basically have three London derbies in a row before facing Leicester. So there's a tough run-in of games for West Ham to go through. They've got United in the FA Cup, They've got Chelsea, Palace and Arsenal, and then Leicester. So no easy games, and then they have United.
Yeah, no easy games at all.
If West Ham managed to get of these 5 games, which is 15 points on offer, if they can get maybe 10 points from that, they should be happy.
I think they should be ecstatic if they get 10 from that. Was it 15? That's it. I think if they get 1, 2, 3, 4, like, they get 7 or 8. They get even
they
seven
should
or
beat Palace
that
at home.
Be, yeah, that's the thing. That should be a win there.
And they can beat Arsenal at home as well. So those are two winnable games for them. Leicester away is a tough game. Chelsea away is a tough game. Yeah. And then playing United at home. That's a game they can win as well.
Yeah, that's still a tough game. But yeah. I'm looking at that, picking 7 points maybe, especially with those last three games, West Brom, Swansea and Stoke.
Yeah.
I think even 7 points from those other ones, which is a draw and everything, and the win at Palace, that may be enough for them to really be...
fourth?
To pick up fourth, depending on how City goes. If City concentrates a bit too much on the UCL and they drop those points, then I think 7 might be enough there for West Ham to sneak it in. I mean, it's against good teams. It's against teams that they need to...
It's against teams they will need to beat to get into that top four anyway. Arsenal are the only team in there that are ahead. Arsenal and Leicester are the only two teams in there that are ahead of them.
Yeah.
So by form, they should beat Chelsea. They should beat United. They should beat Crystal Palace.
I know. At current form, I think Chelsea have, since we've got rid of the special one,
It's still a London derby. Probably in the Premiership, apart from the North London derby, the most intense London derby ever.
Very intense. But it is at Stamford Bridge. So, I know, I tip that one a bit more in our favour. And that is me being a bit partisan, I know.
I totally hope Chelsea win that game because that means it's much easier for United. But that's another game where Chelsea can decide what happens in that fourth place. Yeah.
Chelsea are being a bit kingmakers here. Yeah. They've got a lot of
win a lot of those key games, they could be up amongst those, if not fourth, at least the fifth place Europa
League. Yeah, we may just sneak in there. Last week I thought maybe, before we played Stoke, I thought we've got a chance. There'd been drop points up there. A win against Stoke was going to get us within 8 points. That's close enough to get there with our game. And then we drew. So it's now 10 points. 10 points is still enough. I mean, we could do it, especially since, and we'll look at United first before we look at Chelsea, but I think we've got enough of the key teams in there, but it's going to take winning pretty much the last 9 games. It's going to take all 27 points to do it. But anyway, United.
Now, Louis van Gaal has targeted 27 points, which is ambitious to say the least, especially since they're still in the Champions League, just barely, and they're quite well in the FA Cup. Got a home tie against West Ham, which they can definitely win. They have Crystal Palace in their next game this weekend, which is a game they need to win. This needs to be their game to bring them back on track. They've just come off 2 losses, so this is very, very important. And if they don't win this game, United could start petering down the table and no longer be one of the competitors. They have West Ham and then Liverpool again in the Europa to follow up. And United don't have the luxury of giving up on the Europa. They have to keep going for it because that fourth place is so tenuous and it's almost unlikely for them to get, because the teams above them are all in probably better form and have significant point cushions against them. But that being said, United do play Manchester City, who they definitely need to win against. They play Spurs, who they also definitely need to win against. And they play West Ham, who they definitely need to win against. So if they win those 3 games, they're probably in pole position to get that 4th place spot. Let's be honest. If United gets 27 points, they're probably finishing 3rd and not 4th.
Yeah, definitely.
And it'll be it'll be well established before going into games against Norwich and Bournemouth that they've probably guaranteed a 4th place. That being said, all their teams are teams that they're playing on top of the table. They've got, apart from Arsenal, who they managed to beat at in their last game.
Beat them 3-2 a few weeks ago.
Yep, they've got to play West Ham. They've got to play City. They've got to play Tottenham Hotspur. They've got to play Leicester.
And West Ham, yeah.
And West Ham. So those are the five games. Those five games, they need 3 points, and they're basically gone. We're in the top four.
Yeah. If they, say if they take all those wins, that's good. But at the same time, it's going to be a tall ask.
So United are actually in a very similar position to Chelsea in that they are also kingmakers.
Yes.
Because they play both Leicester and Spurs leading up, and City, who could be in that running for that.
Maybe, yeah. City's a very, very little horse at the moment. But depending on what's happened elsewhere, I think our teams, a bit of kingmakers. And that depending on how well we play against these top teams, the top five, could determine those sort of top four positions, who's there. And even if we, either your team obviously has a much better chance, but if both teams play well and get, a majority of those 27 points on offer, it could be, we could be.
I'm still of the opinion that Manchester United, despite having a 2-goal deficit against Liverpool's best option for the UCL next season is winning the Europa Cup. Super difficult, because even if they make it to the next round, they've got great teams to play like Villarreal, Napoli, Borussia Dortmund. So, definitely not easy, and I get that they're going to... It's a tough run-in. I don't know what you do if you're Louis van Gaal. Do you give up on the Europa now that you've got 2 points and just focus on that Premiership?
It's hard to tell. I think
it also really depends on what sort of form Rooney will be in if he manages to come back in the season.
Yeah.
So we'll see that now. The complete fairy tale in reverse, because Chelsea have had one of their worst seasons in living memory.
I think it just may be the worst. It has been horrible, and I don't know, it just didn't.
And they've got tough games in this run up. They've got Liverpool to play. They've got West Ham.
Yeah.
They have Villa and Swansea, but those teams are going to fight for relegation. Aston Villa are still not yet.
Villa's going down.
they're probably going down, but they're still not mathematically going down yet. And so it's a team that have nothing to lose. And Swansea are in that relegation struggle as well. So that's not an easy game. And then they've got City.
And both of those are away as well, which is not a...
There's no middling teams in that thing where you look at going, those teams have nothing to lose. They don't care if they lose to Chelsea. But they're all teams that have something in this fight. Which is Chelsea has 9 tough games.
Yes, no, we do. So, yeah, we've got FA Cup this weekend.
We've got an FA Cup game against Everton.
So that could be, I think, yeah, that may actually be our, FA Cup may be our
target.
Yeah, that gets us in Europe next year. Sure, it's only
Europa,
but it's Europe.
And they've got, basically, like I said, they've got Liverpool, they've got West Ham. Like, even that game against Aston Villa, like I said, it's not a gimme.
And traditionally, especially away to Aston Villa, that's been a bit of a bogey team for Chelsea in recent years. Even when we've been playing outstandingly, for some reason playing Aston Villa just...
And going to Wales and playing Swansea away as well.
It's always difficult. And I think that out of those two games, that's probably the easier one. Because I know Swansea just don't seem to be doing it right at the moment.
Bournemouth are in that relegation battle, but have some form. So that's not a gimme game by any stretch of the imagination. And Manchester City... They want to beat Chelsea.
But we want to beat them too.
Always a grudge game, and it's at the Bridge, but it's not an easy game. Under Mourinho tactics, City were Chelsea's bitch. Let's not mince words. Chelsea played exactly the right way to counter teams like City and Barcelona. Yeah. Under Gus Hiddink, I don't know that they play that way.
No.
City have a chance. And Tottenham are at that point in the season probably still going to fight, if not for first, at least second, third.
Yeah.
And that's still important. There's, like I said, there's no easy games, and then probably they're going to face a Leicester team that's already champions. That might be their only easy game in that run-up, but that, ironically.
Ironically, yeah. That depends, but yeah. But, say, our last three home games are against the current top three. And likely top three by that stage as well. So that's pretty much our king-making abilities right there. And you say all nine games, all the games we've got left are going to be had. And but that's it. We've sort of sorted it out.
Chelsea are 10th now, which is maybe 7 positions higher than we expected them to be in Christmas. So what do you see? What is Chelsea's final position going to be this season?
Oh, we're 9 points behind 5th. It's a bit hard to tell. It's going to be between a bit on both West Ham and United running.
And West Ham have a pretty hard run-in, as we've seen.
Yeah, and United has a reasonably hard run-in as well. I'd like to think we might be able to just climb to 5th, but I'm thinking it's going to be 6th.
I think it's going to be 6th or 7th as well. Yeah. I'm going to go 7th for Chelsea.
Yeah.
Lucky number 7. I am going to pick Leicester as top team this season. There's no reason for them not to be.
No, that's
and
that's mine.
Conversely, there's no reason for Spurs not to be second.
No, I think
Spurs have got second sorted.
Yeah.
I think third place will be Manchester City. I think Arsenal's form is going down, and I think because of that, and Arsenal has those tough games against Spurs and West Ham and the like, I think United will sneak into fourth place because of that.
Yeah, I was thinking that same thing, actually,
Because they're running, they've got the right teams to play in that that are their tough games, and they're, the games that are their easy games are very much so against teams that are either going to be already relegated by that point or going to be, like, safe and not worried about climbing in the table anymore. So I think United, that's my top four. I'm going to pick West Ham to finish fifth and Arsenal to finish sixth and Arsene Wenger to be fired at the end of the season.
Perfect season, eh? I think I agree mostly with that. I'm going to be optimistic that Chelsea in fifth, but your top four, Leicester, Spurs, City, United. I think that's, as you say, I think Arsenal's dropping a bit like a stone. I know something. Some of their mojo is gone somehow.
Yeah.
What they had earlier in the season just seems to have deserted them.
This is the wrong time of the season to lose your mojo.
Yeah. And I mean, they're still performing okay-ish. But yeah, it's just something's gone. Something's just not there.
Arsene Wenger can feel it.
Yeah. It sort of feel like Arsenal themselves, the whole club as a whole, have sort of got the jitters.
I almost feel like if Arsenal finished sixth, our Wenger would be relieved because it gives the club a valid reason to fire him. Yeah,
he can't. It's not a... Well,
and the fans kind of can go, yeah, like, look, Wenger, you can't say we didn't give you chances.
No, exactly.
And look, I feel bad. Like, I actually quite admire Arsene Wenger. I think he's a great manager. It's ending in tears.
Yeah, yeah. I know, as you say... Earlier in the season, you thought, well, this was going to be a Leicester, Arsenal, Man City sort of race.
Well, what might happen is if Manchester City do not win the UCL and also don't finish in the top four, which is also very plausible because it could easily finish with our current top three, with Leicester, Spurs, Arsenal, and United in the fourth place.
Or West Ham.
Or West Ham in that fourth place position, absolutely. And City not
being... Or Chelsea! No, let's don't be
then sorry. You'll have this weird position of Guardiola coming into Chelsea City and not being in the Champions
League. Actually, that would be really weird.
Which almost guarantees City wins the Premiership next season.
yeah, pretty much.
But yeah, I think that's all we have time for right now.
I think that's,
Any closing thoughts for you?
Despite the fact that it's been a horrible, horrible season, it's actually been a really entertaining season.
Absolutely. And I think with the more months, I think we've reached the point of diminishing returns for more money in the team. Now, because even like the lowest team in the Premiership gets so much money from television rights, which is actually outside of your Barcelona, Real Madrid, PSG, and Bayern Munich. These clubs, your clubs like Watford have more money than clubs like AC Milan. Available to them, which is crazy. And they, like, it's the diminishing returns. Like, having, like, $100 million more doesn't give you that many more players because they're able to put out an 11 that's just as competitive against your 11.
Yeah.
Because they have that money. So I think I hope at least, like, these seasons are not going to be the last. At least for the next 5 years, I can almost see it being very chaotic with many, many different teams competing and finishing, like maybe not doing what Leicester has done and finish first, but maybe next season we'll see Southampton finish second or Yeah. Everton finish fourth, and like these are all very plausible. And yeah, heck, even West Brom might finish second at some point, or finish in that
or top three or top four.
Yeah. And like it's they have money. There's no divisions, and those divisions are much less marked now, which is why it's a pity that like Newcastle United look like they're going to be relegated, because they are missing out on, because there's even more money available next season to these clubs.
Yeah. Well,
with the newly renegotiated TV rights, and
we're just looking at that. Villa, I think, for relegation is gone.
Yeah,
you can't do much, and it's pretty much two more from Sunderland, Norwich, and Newcastle. One of them stays, two of them go. I mean, there's a possibility they might drag some of the others into it. But
well, I think Newcastle having that game in hand can maybe sneak in ahead of Sunderland and get to finish safe. But I think Swansea are dropping, and Swansea could end up being relegated. I'm going to pick Norwich because they've been here before, and like I just have this feeling that all the promoted teams are going to stay in.
Yeah, yeah.
So I think Norwich are going to end up staying in somehow, like a great escape, and Newcastle are going to stay in, and Sunderland and Swansea are going to get relegated with Aston Villa. What do you think? Thoughts on that?
It's possible. I think.
And Swansea, as we saw, are very prominent in those list of top teams. Yeah, no.
So I mean, it's going to be that. And Norwich and Newcastle got a few of them, but not many. Sunderland were reasonably. So I think Sunderland might go down as well. I agree with you. I think Norwich might scrape its way out. And manage to escape. I sort of want Newcastle to stay, but I don't know. I just don't see it happening. I don't have the feeling to say that they're going to do it. Like Norwich, I look at it and go, yeah, Norwich, you can do it. You're fine. You're only just going to make it. It's going to be a point or maybe goal difference. They're minus 23. I'm going to put it to Sunderland, Newcastle, Villa going down.
All right. Sunderland, Newcastle, Villa. And I picked Villa, Sunderland and Swansea.
Yeah.
Okay. Cool. Well, that's it. Thank you very much, and we look forward to hearing from talking to you next time.
See you next time.